वासुदेवाय सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. Morning, we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 7, entitled Further Inquiries by Vidura. Text number 3. Kridayam Udhyamo Arbhasya Kridayam Udhyamo Arbhasya Kamas Chikridishan yataha Svatas triptasya cha katam Svatas triptasya cha katam Nivritasya sadanyataha Nivritasya sadanyataha Kridayam udyamor vasya Kamascha kridasanyataha Svatas triptasya cha katam Nivritasya sadanyataha Kridayam udyamor vasya Kamascha kridasanyataha Svatas triptasya cha katam Nivritasya sadanyataha. In the matter of playing, udyamaha, enthusiasm, arbhasya, of the boys, kamaha, desire, chakridisha, willingness to play, anyataha, with other boys, Svata triptasya, for one who is self-satisfied. Cha, also. Katam, what for. Nivritasya, one who is detached. Sada, for all time. Anyataha, otherwise. Boys are enthusiastic to play with other boys or with various diversions because they are encouraged by desire. But there is no possibility of such desire for the Lord because he is self-satisfied and detached from everything. Responsibly, please repeat. Boys are enthusiastic to play with other boys.
Boys are enthusiastic to play with other boys.
Or with various diversions.
Or with various diversions.
Because they are encouraged by desire.
Because they are encouraged by desire.
But there is no possibility.
But there is no possibility.
Of such desire for the Lord.
Of such desire for the Lord.
Because he is self-satisfied and detached.
Because he is self-satisfied and detached.
From everything. purport by Srila Prabhupada. Since the Supreme Personality of Godhead is one without a second, there's no possibility that anything besides himself can exist. He expands himself by his energies in multi-forms of self-expansions and separated expansions as well, just as fire expands itself by heat and light. Since there is no other existence besides the Lord himself, the Lord's association with anything manifests his association with himself. In Bhagavad Gita 9:4, the Lord says, Maya tatamidam sarvam jagadavyaktamurtina matstani sarvabhutanina chaham teshva vastitaha. The complete manifestation of the cosmic situation is an expansion of the Lord himself and his impersonal feature. All things are situated in him only, yet he is not in them. That is the opulence of the Lord's attachment and detachment. He is attached to everything, yet he is detached from all. Kridayam mudyamorvasya kamascha kridishanyataha svatastriptasya chakatam nivritasya sadanyataha. Boys are enthusiastic to play with other boys or with various diversions because they are encouraged by desire. But there is no possibility of such desire for the Lord because he is self-satisfied and detached from everything. This is underscoring the difference between us and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or those who have taken full shelter under the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone born into the material world is overcome by the duality of desire and hatred or envy or whatever. So many material desires, all of the animal qualities infect us, and we become bound up, entangled, and distraught because the material world is no place for a gentleman, or for a spirit soul, for that matter. The soul is satchit ananda, the body is asat satchit nirananda. There's no compatibility. We can search and search and search and search. Upariyada, from Brahmalok to Patalok. They're all places of misery. Dukkalayama shaswatam. Everything is temporary. No matter what you're able to acquire by your magnificent arrangement, it will all be taken away. And even in the interim, it is fraught with misery and suffering and squeezing out a little chuckle of flickering sense gratification. We think that this is divine bliss. And that is our ignorance. Until someone comes along and forces us to open up our eyes, we are overcome, distracted, bewildered by the all-devouring, sinful enemy known as lust. Kamesha, krodesha, rajogunsumudra, mahasana, mahapapa, vidyenam, ira, vairinam. Vairinam means our enemy. Now, why is lust our enemy? It is our experience right from early childhood. Of course, anamaya, the first stage of consciousness is I exist by my mother's breast, by anna. Not grain in that case, it's milk. But anyway, milk is produced by grain. Mother has to eat grains. But we exist by food, basically. The first consciousness of the child, then pranamaya. We acknowledge that there are other living beings around us. Annamaya, pranamaya, jnanamaya. Somewhere in between pranamaya and jnanamaya, we develop lust. And it becomes especially strong around 11, 12, 13, up till 25. Then the body begins to deteriorate, but lust remains. And throughout our lives, up to the very end, up to the last breath, lust pushes the living being to exploit material nature. And we get some happiness from it. If we didn't have sense gratification, the material world would be totally intolerable. Therefore, just to facilitate our traveling and wandering, just like a good parent will send off his child with a suitcase of goodies or whatever, so Krishna has given us a package of facilities so that we can be happy in the material world independently of him if we so desire. He's given us free will. So fulfilling lust becomes our primary occupation. In one way or another, people are engaged in acquiring facilities, working hard to get money, but the fruit of it all is the attempt to fulfill lusty desires. And when one gets a little sense gratification, then he is bewildered and thinks that it is just fine. But he has no alternative to compare such a life with. He doesn't know that lust needs to be transformed into love. That what we are really seeking does not exist in this material world. Like the thirst of a deer, Mriga Trishna, the deer wanders down out of the mountain into the desert looking for water and only finds the illusion, the mirage of water, and therefore is led to his death. So in the same way, pursuit of sense gratification offers an illusion of happiness and satisfaction, but in actual fact, it is this sansparsa jaboga, it's this contact with the objects of lust which causes all of our distress and anxiety and misery. We bring about our own suffering because we allow ourselves to be victims of this mirage, of this illusion that the fulfillment of lust will satisfy me. We allow ourselves to get caught up in the whirlpool. And it begins in a very simple, innocent way. We contemplate dhyayato vishayam pungsa. We meditate on, appropriate word, dhyana. We're all doing meditation, right? Everyone is a yogi. Dhyana vastita, pardon me, the real yogi is, of course, one who meditates on Krishna, but dhyayato vishayam pungsa sangasteshu pujayate. Naturally, whether you were dhyayato krishnaya pungsa, if you were meditating on Krishna, sangasteshu, but you would develop attachment for Krishna. But we meditate on the objects of our lust, the vishaya, that which has no endurance, that which is asat. And we develop attachment for it, illusory attachment, sangat sanjayate kama. We become very covetous. We become lusty to have it, to exploit it, enjoy it, to take it away from all others, and to have it for ourselves. And either we get it and we're not satisfied, or we don't get it and we're frustrated. Those are the two options, or the two results since time immemorial. No one has been able yet to enjoy lust perpetually and get satisfaction. It's the same syndrome that has been going on since time immemorial. No one can get it. They just don't get it. And that's the problem. People don't know that they're sick. Someone who knows that he is sick, he can get cured. He can take the appropriate medicine. He can regulate his life. He can enter a hospital. He can approach a doctor. There's so many things he can do. But someone who does not know, just like everywhere you read, early diagnosis of cancer can lead to cure. Early diagnosis of AIDS can minimize the result. Early diagnosis of this and that, but people don't know. And therefore, they just perpetuate their miseries one after another, getting more deeply entangled. But those who are intelligent, adhyantavanta konte anateshu ramate buddha, they don't even try to enjoy in that arena. They withdraw themselves. Yada samharate chayam kurmonda nivasarvasya. They withdraw themselves and they use their senses for enjoyment, but in a purified way. They break the teeth of the poisonous snake. They break the teeth of the poisonous sense gratification by Rishikena Sevanam. Rishikesha Rishikena Sevanam. By using our senses in the service of Hrishikesha, the Supreme. He is Asamardva. There is no one equal to him. He is the greatest object of our meditation. In any way, whatever we are looking for, Akama Sarvakamo Va Mokshakamo Dadadi. Doesn't matter what your life has been, who you are, how different you are from all the other 6 billion people. The symptoms are the same. The situation is the same. If you just take up the process of sadhana bhakti, then you will be able to transform your material lusty desires, kama, into prema. And this is Pumartho Mahan. It is the highest goal setting, and a big word now, all over. It starts from the business community, time managers, etc., and now it's a very common expression. Everybody's talking about setting goals. But all of their goals are simply endeavoring to make the material world a nice place to live. And that is their big mistake. Right from the very beginning, from the get-go, they have the wrong idea. They're not prepared to accept the version of he whose senses are perfect. Krishna is apaurusheya. Asamardva, there's no one equal to him. Asama, there's no one equal. And urdva, there's no one greater than him. And his senses are perfect. And it is his creation. He's the person behind everything, both material and spiritual. So his version, his understanding, his perception is perfect. Even for us, generally, people think that your perception may be okay for you, but what right do you have to say what is okay for me? You don't know me well enough. You can't decide my life. Nobody wants to surrender to anybody else in any kind of a relationship, either as a friend or as a husband and wife or as a servant and master. Because nobody has any trust that anybody else has any knowledge of what is best for me. Either they don't know it, and even if they did, they don't have the integrity to follow through and help me in my life. Therefore, we find ourselves simply fighting with one another, reacting with one another, simply reacting to and with one another, suffering miserably. But Krishna is that person who knows perfectly, and he's explaining in a totally detached way. Just see how material attachment, can spoil everything. Even the superficial shell may be there, but material attachment in any sphere will destroy everything. Even one takes up the study of the Vedas, still, nistraigunya bhav Arjuna. Krishna tells Arjuna, don't become even attached to the flowery words of the Vedas. Nirbandha nitya sapasto. Niyoga kshema atmavan. Become self-satisfied. Become Atmarama. Just as Krishna is Atmarama. Atmaramascha munayo nirgrantha apyurukrame. Kurvanti ahoitukim bhaktim. That's what we want. Ahoituki bhakti unto Krishna. Unmotivated, uninterrupted, devotional service to Krishna. That is what will satisfy us because we're an expansion of Krishna. We're within Krishna. We're not without Him. We're within Him. Our whole existence is Krishna. We are part of Krishna. We are Krishna as a part. There's a whole plant. So everything should be reposed in Krishna, no matter what condition we are coming from. We have to root out this false desire and supplant it with real desire. And everything we do can be either for our sense gratification or for Krishna's pleasure, just like dancing in the temple. It seems like it's a devotional activity. No matter what we do, it doesn't matter. As long as we dance in the temple and say Hare Krishna, that's transcendental. But no, you can also dance in the temple. You can be sitting at the lotus feet of the spiritual master. You could be sitting at Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet and be totally in Maya. If you haven't made a decision, if you haven't taken the trouble that you're going to follow the proper path, you're going to do the right thing for the right reasons in the right way. It's not just doing the right thing, but you have to do it for the right reason, in the right way. So, to get every trace of lust out from our heart, and that's the difference between having fun in Krishna consciousness and appearing to have fun in illusion. The difference is sadhana bhakti, the purificatory process. We take up the process of sadhana bhakti so that we can purify our lives of lust. Because lust is the enemy, Vairana. Singing, dancing, sharing, feasting, philosophizing. All of these things are wonderful when they're done free from lust. And the examples are there. The Maharajanas, the devotees of the Lord, we can follow in their footsteps, but we certainly don't need to. We need to be careful, and we shouldn't concoct or invent. It's simply a question of following in the footsteps of the process. It's wonderful. It's joyful susutam kartum abhyayam over and over again. It's just our vigilance. We just have to, at every moment, we have to be careful and desire to come to the right point. An interesting verse. Boys are enthusiastic to play with other boys. All right, I'll stop there. Are there any questions? Grantharaj, Srimad Bhagavatam.